This is a magical moment from the Maps, Data, and Government Information Center in the Carleton University Library. My name is Beth Ray, and I'm one of the map specialists in MAGIC. Today we are featuring an earthquake hazard map of Ottawa entitled The City of Ottawa Seismic Classification Map from Combined Geological Geophysical Data, a rather long title for a very significant map. 2010 has seen a number of major earthquakes around the world. Here in Ottawa, we experienced our own moderate quake on the afternoon of June 23, 2010. In fact, Ottawa is part of one of the most active seismic zones in Canada. The Geological Survey of Canada ranks Ottawa-Gatineau third as an urban area most at risk of an earthquake in Canada. Vancouver and Montreal are ranked number 1 and 2. Two of the fault lines in Ottawa run right through the Carleton University campus. Dozens of earthquakes occur each year in eastern Ontario and western Quebec, but most are too mild to be felt. However, scientists warn that larger quakes are always a possibility. Over the next 50 years, they estimate that there is a 10% chance that an earthquake with a magnitude of 6.0 or over could strike the area. A quake of this size could be strong enough to cause structural damage to buildings in Ottawa. With these risks in mind, a team of scientists from the Geological Survey of Canada and the Earth Sciences Department of Carleton University worked 4 years to develop this map, which was published by Natural Resources Canada in 2009. The map shows that seismic shaking will not be the same across the city of Ottawa, but will vary depending on the rock and soil conditions beneath each neighborhood. Areas built on thick pockets of soft soil, like parts of Carp and Orleans, are likely to experience more shaking and, as a result, more damage during a major quake. Areas like Kanata, where the bedrock is closer to the surface, will be less affected by an earthquake. The map is based on data collected from 28,000 boreholes drilled over the past 4 decades. It plots the average speed for an earthquake energy wave as it moves through the top 30 meters of soil and rock. All this information provides a framework for future soft soil research and will help to make possible modifications to the National Building Code of Canada. A copy of this map can be viewed in the MAGIC area of the Carleton University Library. This has been a magical moment, a monthly feature on CKCU's radio program, Spaces, Places, and Faces.